نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته اللهم صل على محمد وعلى اله واصحابه واولاده وازواجه وذريته واهل بيته واصحابه وانصاره واشيائه ومحبه وامته وعلينا معكم اجمعين يا رحم الراحمين.
We will talk about Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Al-Barelvi Al-Qadri radiyallahu ta'ala. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Barelvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh was born in 1856 as per the Christian calendar, Georgian calendar. That means he was only 1 year old when the great freedom revolution of 1857 in India took place. So those people who object and say, why did Imam Ahmad Raza Khan did not go to prison, they should keep this fact in mind that he was only a young baby of 1 year old. Sirf ek saal ke bacche the wo جب 1857 کی جنگ آزادی کا مسئلہ ہوا. So they, we cannot send a 1 year old boy to jail. When Imam Ahmad Raza Khan was about 12 years old, he completed his formal education in Islamic studies. He did not go to any madrasa. He learnt his education, his Islamic education, from his father, who was a well-versed and respected Islamic scholar whose name was Naqi Ali Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan was from a family of all scholars, and in the 8 generations above him, all the his great grandfathers were scholars. They were either Qazi or Maulana. So he had lots of books to his access. That is why you will find Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Barelvi rahmatullah ta'ala alayh quoting from those books which the Wahhabis and the Deobandis of that time did not even had no chance to see it. Because of his scholastic background, he had access to those books. And to know why Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Barelvi rahmatullah ta'ala alayh is called Mujaddid, we should know what are the sects which were prevalent during that time. Because you will see people saying that Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Barelvi rahmatullah ta'ala alayh was a Mujaddid, was a renewer. So we should know what all he did. At that time India was ruled by British, and the Britishers, they were trying to spread Christianity and they were trying to damage Islam on a long term basis. They were converting people by giving them money and a high position in government. So Christianity was spreading very rapidly. The British also saw that the Muslims were divided in the Arabian Peninsula, and a new sect called Wahhabi was created in Arabian Peninsula, due to which the Muslims were divided. So the British thought, if we can divide Indian Muslims also on the same pattern, it will be very easy for us to rule here. Divide and rule policy. The last Mughal Emperor, Bahadur Shah Jafar, he was sent in exile to Burma, which is now called Yangon, and his 3 sons, please take a note of this, the 3 children, the 3 sons of Bahadur Shah Jafar, they were killed and their head were boiled, and it was sent to Bahadur Shah Jafar as a soup he was sent 3 bowls, and each bowl containing head of one of his children, one of his son. So those people who cry and they spread, oh, Muslims are barbaric, Muslims do this, Muslims are terrorist, they should take a note of this fact in history, that the Britishers, they not only killed his 3 children, but they boiled their heads, and in each bowl one head was sent to their father. So please spread this and then ask, who were they? Can we say all the Christians are like that? Or do we say that Christianity teaches this? If yes, then all the Christians should be called barbaric. And then these Britishers, they were dividing Muslims. They supported Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. There were very few printing press in the subcontinent at that time, but the books of Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani were published and were freely distributed. He was given monetary support. Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani used to write poems and letters and articles in praise of Queen Victoria. So Ghulam Ahmad Qadian was given full financial support and he was told that you are a great scholar, and he was made to believe that he is a new prophet, Mazallah. So Ghulam Ahmad Qadian, he declared his Kufriya statement that he is the last prophet, and he was born in the small village in Punjab called Qadian, that is why he is called Qadiani. And he formed a new sect. It should not be called a sect because they are not Muslims, but few people, those who were deceived, they got carried away and they started following Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. Similarly, a new sect called Deobandism, which is an offshoot of Wahhabism, was formed. Scholars like Ismail Dehlvi, Rashid Ahmad Gangohi, and the Wahhabi scholar Nazir Hussain Dehlvi, etc., they were trying to divide Muslims and telling them that all the Muslims of the subcontinent, they are involved in polytheism. So due to this, the Muslims got confused, and some of them, they got carried away by this false propaganda of Tawheed, and they were not teaching Tawheed, but what they were teaching is how to show disrespect to Prophet. Similarly, there was another sect of Chakralvi who was telling people to abandon all the hadith, only Quran. Same people, those who are called the hadith rejector. That time it was left by a scholar called Chakralvi, who was telling people to abandon all the hadith and to stick to Quran. Similarly, there was another sect which was propagated by Sir Sayyid Ahmad Khan, which says that we cannot believe in the miracles of Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and the miracles performed by the friends of Allah wali Allah. And he was propagating what is called rational thought, that anything which mind does not accept, do not follow it. He was telling only follow those things which mind can accept. So he was keeping mind above revelation, mind above religion. And of course, Shiaism was spreading very fast, because many scholars from Iran were invited to propagate Shia belief. And the Nawabs, they all converted to Shiaism. And that is a different history. If you go and study the history of India, you will find most of the Nawab, they converted to Shiaism. So Shiaism was also spreading. And of course, there was a movement started by the Indians, Hindus called the Shuddhi movement, according to which those people who were new to Islam, they were told to abandon Islam and to go back to their original religion. This process was called Shuddhi Karan, that means purification. So when Imam Ahmad Raza Khan was a young boy, these sects were spreading very fast. We have seen so many sects: Wahhabism, Deobandism, Qadianism, Shiaism was spreading, Chakralvi group was spreading, and the rational thought was spreading, and the Naturi group was telling, who said that everything is nature. Who said everything is nature. And we have seen also there was a sharp propaganda against Islam by the Christians. So Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, he was bestowed with special qualities. Allah chose him to work for Islam. What did he do? He wrote books against all these sects, not one sect. Because Muslims were confused. Some of them started following Wahhabism, some of them started following Deobandism, some of them became Qadianis, some of them became Shias. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he wrote books against all these people from Quran and Sunnah and Ijma and Qiyas. The four pillars of Sharia from which the laws are derived, he took help from these four sources and proved with evidence from Quran and Sunnah that these people are not on the right path. And you will be amazed to know that Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Barelvi rahmatullah alayh did not have much money. Throughout his life he never lived lavishly. He could hardly pay the zakat because it was not due on him. He was not so rich. Living in poverty, traveling across not only India but other parts of the world also, he used to give lectures. He was bestowed that he used to write two different languages from his two hands at the same time, two different articles at the same time from two different hands. And his perhaps the greatest contribution is his fatwa on the use of currency, paper currency. That is perhaps the greatest contribution of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Barelvi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That when the whole ummah was confused that can we use paper currency to give zakat, and even the scholars of Haramain Sharifain were confused, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Barelvi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was asked this question by the Hanafi and the Shafi'i Mufti of Makkah, and Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Barelvi rahmatullah ta'ala gave the fatwa from Dalil, from the Hanafi usul, that it is permissible, it is mubah to use paper money to give zakat. This is his contribution in the field of fiqh. He also wrote a sharah, a commentary on Ibn Abidin Durrul Muhtar in Arabic, which has been published. Three volumes have been published, and inshallah two other remaining volumes will be shortly coming. He also wrote commentary to Sahih of Imam Bukhari. He also wrote many works on tasawwuf. He wrote a short book called What is Wahdatul Wajood. So approximately he wrote more than 1300 books. He wrote more than 1300 books, of which Ad-Dawlatul Makkiya and in the Wahhabi belief that Allah can lie, na'uz billah, refuting it, he wrote Subhanus Subuh. These are his famous books, and most of them are available on alahajadnetwork.org. He wrote more than 1000 books. Some of them have been translated, some of them have not been translated, and some of them could not be traced. We are not able to locate where it is. He also wrote many books on mathematics and science. But his greatest contribution as the Mujaddid was his affirmation of the belief of Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat, his effort to prove the beliefs of Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat, that whatever we believe it is from the Quran, the Sunnah and the Ijma and Qiyas. It is not something which has come new. He quoted traditional scholars like Qadi Ayad al-Maliki, who wrote Ash-Shifa. He quoted books like Mawahib al-Dunya. He quoted the great tafsir books. He quoted hadith books to show that whatever beliefs the Muslims of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah have, it is from the sound sources. So he refuted Wahhabis, Deobandis, Qadianis, Chakralvis, naturists, and those who rejected hadith. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us to stick to the path of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. One question which often comes up is Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat different from Maslake Ala Hazrat? No. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Barelvi Rahmatullah Alayh did not start a Maslak which these Wahhabis and Deobandi say. He continued on the same Maslak of Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat on the fiqh of Imam Al-Azam Abu Hanifa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He did not start a new maslak of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. But the Deobandis, they started confusing people by calling themselves as Hanafis. You see, these Deobandis, they call themselves as Hanafis. They say, we follow the path of Tasawwuf, we also follow the Tariqah, etc., etc. So a normal Muslim, he might get confused that who are the real Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat. So in order to distinguish between these pseudo Sunnis and the real Sunnis, we started calling ourselves as followers of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Barelvi. And it is nothing new, it is the same path of Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, Imam Mullah Ali Al-Qari, etc., etc. It is the same path of the same Aqeedah, nothing new. So it should be kept in mind that Maslake Ala Hajrat is not something new or something different. It is the same path of Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat. We accept four schools of thought. But these Deobandis, who are the offshoot of Wahhabis, they started deceiving people by calling themselves as Sunnis also. So a lay person might get confused. So in order to safeguard, we started calling the Sunnis as the followers of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, who was born in a small city called Bareilly, and that is why he is called Al-Barelvi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the services of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Bareilly radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and he indeed has accepted his, for if Allah would have not chosen him, the entire subcontinent would have become Wahhabi, and you would have found everyone saying that Prophet is mingled in dust. Na'uzu billah, what Ismail Dehlvi said. You would have found every Muslim saying that the knowledge of the Prophet is equal to the knowledge of insane animals, etc. Na'uzu billah, which Ashraf Ali Thanvi said. You would have found each and every Muslim saying that it is bidah or shirk or haram to celebrate Miladun Nabi. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indeed accepted the services of Imam Ahmad Raza Khan Barelvi rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us to follow the path of Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help all of us to follow the path shown by Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our effort also in propagating Ahl Sunnat wal Jamaat. Jazallahu anna Muhammadan ma huwa ahlu sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi.